The Metro Council is counting on a lawsuit by AT&T if the city goes forward with a plan to help Google Fiber bring its service to Nashville. The company wants permission for workers to rearrange the cables on utility poles. The legal threat has council members weighing whether the headaches of litigation are worth it. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Nashville officials anticipate a lawsuit because AT&T already took that action against Louisville over a similar Google effort, and because AT&T has been frank about it here. That worries Councilman Bob Mendez.
We will do nothing other than opt into a pending lawsuit by passing this tonight. That's not an if, and, or but. That is a guaranteed thing that's going
to
happen.
Mendez cites that as one reason to think again about Google's request. But others, like Councilman Jeremy Elrod, balk at what he calls bullying by AT&T.
My fellow council members, do not be afraid of a lawsuit.
Others point out the council took action on Airbnbs and affordable housing despite legal threats. Still another consideration is the cost of defending the city in court. Councilman Steve Glover reminded his peers of the most recent schools desegregation case.
Anytime that we're setting ourselves up for lawsuits, even though we won the other one, it still costs the taxpayers $1 million.
The council did advance Google's plan, which the company says will speed up its fiber installations, although a lawsuit could be a dramatic type of slowdown. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.